You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today, I'm covering a topic on leadership, and I'm going to ask you the question, are you limiting your team's success? Now, I've already done some other episodes on leaders and how you, if you're a leader or a business owner, that you create the culture of your organization. If you haven't already listened to episode number 19, I encourage you to go find that. It's actually on the show notes. It'll be on the show notes for this episode at go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find the show notes for today, or just go right to episode number 19. But you know, you really do. You are empowered to create your culture. So if you're unhappy with something that's going down in your business, if your employees aren't behaving the way you want, they're not providing the customer service you'd like, they're not taking initiative, the first question you need to ask is, what did I do to contribute to this situation? Now, sometimes people don't like to hear that. It's a lot easier to sit back and think, oh, why is this happening to me? But my hope is that you say, great, this is good news. I want to feel empowered. Tell me what I need to do. So today's episode is about giving you areas to look for to see what you might have done or where you can make some changes to help improve the situation. You know, if your team's not behaving the way you like, not getting what they need to get done, those kinds of things. So the first place I request that you look is, did I set clear and consistent expectations? Now, a lot of times I work with clients where employees really don't have a good sense of what their job responsibilities are. A lot of times they don't know what their title is, and they said, well, they kind of told me I'm going to be doing this, but I spend a lot of time doing that. In those scenarios, there's a possibility that employee is not performing the way you want them to because they're working on different stuff than you expected. But the reason they're doing that is their job duties are unclear. Maybe other people are giving them tasks and things to do, and you're unaware. So take a look and say, do they have clear and consistent expectations? Do they know the quantity, the quality? What are they supposed to be doing day to day? Now, I said clear, and I also said consistent. Consistency is key as well. You know, I've worked with clients where the priorities, the goals are changing and waffling day to day. The team is sitting there asking each other, you know, what are we supposed to do today? Well, I thought this was important. Well, no, now we're supposed to do this. There's this whole new process. Didn't you hear about it? If you're constantly changing the priorities, you know, maybe you've said, hey, safety is our number one goal. And then you've turned around and said, no, we just need to do things as cheaply as possible. And we don't care about safety. Where are they supposed to place their focus? What are the expectations? What's the definition of success for each of your employees? So if you're disgruntled, disappointed in their outcomes, take a look and see, are they making informed decisions because you've given them the specifics of what you want to do, what you want them to achieve daily, weekly, monthly, and is it consistent? All right, the next place to look, does the team or individual have the necessary knowledge, skills, and abilities? This is another one. So you did your hiring. Hopefully you found someone who had the basics of what you needed, but there are the specifics about how you do business inside of your organization. Have you given them the opportunity to learn what they need to learn to be successful? Did you try to do some on-the-job training but not carve out any actual time? Did you just tell a coworker, hey, let them shadow you, make sure they know what to do, and then leave that employee who's supposed to be training with the responsibility of doing their own job plus making sure this person learns what they need to learn? That's usually a recipe for disaster. Now, in some jobs, the job is simple enough where just some simple shadowing and there's not lots of questions, but if there's a learning curve, you really need to carve out time. Be realistic about what it takes for that new employee to learn, go through that learning curve, and really get up to speed. A lot of times I find that the training's just not there. You know, and what you want to do is evaluate that person when they first come in. You've decided they're a great fit in your organization, but you know, there are going to be some missing pieces. So do an evaluation, and then create a plan for that training, a realistic plan. Whether it's shadowing someone inside or sending them to some training, make sure that you create that plan and execute it so they for sure have the knowledge, skills, and abilities to be successful. The next one is, am I helping to create an environment that is encouraging and motivating? Employees do their best work when they have a safety net and they feel confident to play on those small branches. If you're that angry boss who's making everyone just duck and cover and feel afraid, no one's stepping outside of their own little work environment. They're all working in a box. They're putting their head down. They're just doing what they need to do. If they see mistakes or issues, they're not going to speak up. You want to make sure that people feel appreciated, that they're encouraged to do their best work, and that it's a motivating environment, that it feels good to come to work. So what are you doing? What are those experiences that you're creating moment to moment for your employees? Are you inspiring them to really do their best work? Or are you training them to come in for a paycheck and do as little as possible? All right, the next one, have I made my employees afraid to take action? So I've also done an episode on autonomy, and I encourage you to go look at that. The link will be on these show notes as well. But because there's more to it than just saying, yes, I give you the freedom to do this. I talked about a safety net just a second ago. And they need to feel confident that if they step out on a small branch, take a risk, go a little bit outside their job description, or take initiative of some sort, or come up with an idea, that if something goes a little awry, that your reaction as the leader is to say, thank you so much for, going above and beyond, but hey, let's do some tweaks, versus getting someone in trouble, making them feel small, bummed, like they're a failure. So take a look and see if you've created an environment where you're encouraging them to take action with tenacity versus feeling afraid and going into duck and cover mode. The next thing is there an effective process in place that is well documented and available? So many of my clients, and I did an episode on this as well. Go back and find that one. I'll put the link as well on the show notes. But so many of my clients have failed to really document their processes. So what happens? It's kind of like the telephone game. A new employee starts and a coworker tells them what the process is. And then that person kind of tweaks it and makes it their own and makes changes and forgets a couple of the steps. And then the next person starts and that employee teaches them. Before you know it, no one remembers what the original process was. I'm a huge proponent of figuring out what the best process is, getting that thing documented and making sure that it's available to everyone, that it's taught and that it's documented so that it's a resource that people can go to make sure they're doing their job as effectively as possible and you're not missing those important steps. So take a look at that. Do they have the necessary resources available? So do they have good equipment that's working well? Do they have the supplies that they need? And you know what? Time is a resource too. Do your employees have realistic amount of time to do the work that they need to do? Too often we think that things take less time than they actually do, and employees have to rush through or skip step, and they're not doing their best work. So make sure that your team has the opportunity to be successful by making sure they have the time, the equipment, and all the supplies that they need to provide the best service possible. The next is the current goal consistent with organization mission and vision? Also, is it consistent with other departments or other sectors of your business? I've talked in the past about where there are competing objectives, where some of the goals in your area might be inconsistent with goals in another area or between employees. And then they're not reaching their objectives because they're in conflict with other objectives they're trying to meet. I talked a little bit ago about safety versus doing things as inexpensively as possible. Sometimes those two things compete. What are the priorities? Where do they need to have their focus? And do you have some competing objectives? So an example I use sometimes is an organization I worked with that had multiple locations. It was a huge healthcare organization, and they told their clinics that they were going to be critiqued on the number of new patients. Well, they didn't specify new patients to the system. So the managers of each of the clinics were trying to steal patients from other clinics of the same system. Competing objective. One, it's not good for the patients. That felt weird. And two, that's not going to impact the bottom line of the system as a whole. I've also shared that my own bank kind of did the same thing. I go to one branch, and one of the other branches was trying to steal me away from my current branch, where I have a very, very good relationship. So are there competing objectives where people can't meet all the needs that are required of them because they're in competition? They're mutually exclusive. The next, have you addressed any performance or attitude issues? Do you have members of your team that aren't performing well, that are creating that what I call collateral damage? The you know, other people are having to pick up the slack for them, or their attitude is terrible, and so it's causing resentment. You have overwhelm, burnout happening, maybe even some sabotage sometimes if people are getting really frustrated. Have you done a good job of addressing issues where there are performance or attitude issues so that you're not generating all that drama that zaps their energy and steals their focus and makes it so they're not able to do their best work and provide the best service? So as a leader, you are empowered to fix what's broken. That's the good news. The bad news is, as a leader, you're empowered to fix what's broken. So again, it's not about blame. It's not about saying it's your fault, but it's saying you have the ability to make a difference and improve things in your business. So there's a few places to look if you're unhappy with the output of your team. If you've enjoyed today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you would do the three S's. One is subscribe. Make sure to subscribe either in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to make sure that you learn about new episodes that come out twice a week at this point. Also, if you would submit a review, I love to hear from you. And also it helps, the more reviews there are, the more it helps other people find this podcast. And then they can get the value as well. And then the last one is support. If you could support this mission, I truly am on a mission to defeat drama one person, one business, one organization, heck, one community, one world at a time. How about that? I think this world's a better place with less drama, don't you? So share the information that you've heard in this podcast and share about its existence. Let other people know. Shoot them an email, use some social media to share it, or do the old-fashioned thing by having a face-to-face conversation and let someone know. Defeat the drama. So this is Kirsten Ross. Thanks for joining me today. And until next time, make it a great day.